This is the Sun Devil Blitz with head football coach Herm Edwards. The Sun Devil Blitz is presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos and Matt's Big Breakfast. There's only one entertainment destination in the valley where you can do things your way. So you do you at Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Always thrilled to talk to head coach Herm Edwards of the 24th-ranked Arizona State Sun Devils as he has just called in to the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Coach, how you doing?
Well, we're a little beat up, but I'm doing okay. I didn't take any of the punishment. I took the mental punishment. Not the physical part of it.
Coach, if somebody walked up to you and said, Coach, what happened? What would you say?
Well, you know, really, when you look at the game, it was kind of one of those games similar to Michigan State and Cal at 14-3. You know, it just felt like if we could just get some kind of score on the board, it would be a one-score game. And going on the road, playing a really good football team, felt like we'd been in it. But I think we were too emotional for one. It was marred with fouls from our team, and that's not who we are. I actually apologized to the coach and told him we don't play like that. You know, we had three or four personal fouls, and that it never helps you. And there were times when we had the ball in areas where we felt we could score, didn't put any points on the board offensively. Too many third and eights, third and 14s, third and eights. Can't convert those against a good defense. And so, you know, those are the things. You can take the ball away four times and basically you only get 3 points. That's not a good day, especially on the road against a very good defense.
Coach, I realize you would really like to escape this conversation without getting fined from the Pac-12, but I do have to ask, how do you hit a quarterback in 2019?
Very difficult. I know this. I think, you know, the protection of the player is critical at all levels of football anymore. And I know when you launch to hit a guy, I just think once the helmet is the first thing that hits him, regardless if it's in the helmet, but in the chest or anything like that, they're going to call that. I mean, that's going to be a foul. And sometimes it just happens, you know, because of the game. I mean, you're running, you're trying to sack the quarterback, and, you know, you just go, and all of a sudden, if you don't lead with your shoulder and hit him with your helmet, then they're going to call that.
Because I got to tell you, I'm kind of a rules geek, and I realize why Fields got ejected. That's a different play. But your hits on the quarterback, I don't see how there's something technically wrong with how you guys hit the quarterback in that game.
Well, you know,
exactly. Okay, there you go.
Right.
I explained it, so I'm a little
careful
of
her.
Well done. Well done. I was doing more of the complaining. I wasn't trying to trap you. I was bitter about it.
Coach, did you sense a letdown coming at all, especially coming off HBO the week before, right, at Washington State? And did you sense a little bit of a letdown possibly coming?
No, and I don't think it was a letdown the way we played. I just think we didn't play smart. You know, we played too emotional. And I've always said you got to be passionate, can't be emotional. I mean, you know, even as bad as it looked, if we'd have made the field goal in the third quarter, it's, you know, guys, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're in the game. Mm-hmm. We played games like that. I mean, you kidding me? I mean, you know, it's basically. It's 14-0 until the third quarter. We scored three, right? And then it's 14. It's hanging right there, 14-3. And like, if we get one score, it's a one-score game. And it's like, okay, we're on the road against a really good football team, by the way. And, you know, it's hard for us to move the ball. It was hard for us to move the ball against Michigan State. It was hard for us to move the ball to Cal. But we just felt like we just hang in there, make a couple plays, and we had moments. But then penalties knocked us back. And I'm not making excuses. If you watch the game and this transpired, and a lot of it was on our own.
You know,
sabotaged ourselves.
One of the things, Herm, you've got to be thrilled with, and if you just tuned in, this is every Monday, 8:30. You've got Herm Edwards joining Doug and Wolf. How thrilling your defense was when you consider you were only 2-for-13 on third downs. There were so many short drives by your offense. Your defense was on the field so much, and yet only 14 points until they just finally cracked at the end. That was a nice show your defense put on.
Well, they played hard, and they knew they had to against an opponent that has a really good defense as well. And, you know, we wanted to keep one of those slow-scoring games. We went in there with that mindset. You know, we knew our offense was going to move the ball up and down the field, but we had opportunities, and we, at times, self-destructed, whether it was a foul or we went backwards. I mean, one time we had the ball on 18, and we ended up kicking a 43-yard field goal. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You know, so, I mean, it's just one of those deals. It's one of those games, and you got to give these guys credit. And what we got to do now, we had 5 games left, and we got to win some games down the stretch here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach, don't get me started, because here I am. I'm literally in Jersey City, and nobody in Jersey City has Dish Network. Do you believe it? Nobody. And I can't find the Pac-12 channel, and I did not get to see the game. So I looked at the box score, of course,
right,
and there's Jaden Daniels, 4 of 18. Coach,
that's it.
What were they doing? What were they doing to Jaden Daniels to mitigate him and confuse him?
Well, there was a lot of pressure on the quarterback, I can tell you that. And we ran the ball okay at times, but there was a lot of pressure. And, they hit him. They hit him some early. And I told him, I said, this is one of those games that you look like a freshman. And that's okay.
Yes.
Because that's what you are. You're
Amen.
A freshman. And it's going to happen. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that, that these guys are first time everywhere, first time they played, and opponent like this, and I told him, I said, it's okay. Like a freshman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I said, that's part of the learning process, my man. And so, don't worry about it. I said, I get it, and then that's going to happen sometimes, and it happens. So far, it happened one time, right?
Right.
Pretty good. I mean, pretty good.
The kid was at the prom last year, Herm.
And against a really good team, I tell you what, that number 6 they had, oh, boy.
Yeah,
you're hard to block.
This is
really hard to block.
Herm, this is kind of a tough question because where you are right now with Utah being, at the time, 5-1 and a top 15 program in the nation and the favorite in the Pac-12 South. With you only here a year and a half and how much more you want to do at ASU, were you guys ready to win a game like that program-wise?
Well, that's the test when you play a team like that that's been built. And a senior-laden team. A lot of guys played together there. And Coach has done a great job up there. He's been there a long time. And, these are the type of games you need to play to kind of have a barometer of where you're at and where you're headed. And the players need to feel that. They need to feel that. And the more you feel those situations, the more comfortable you become in those situations. And I think that's part of building the program.
Yeah. Herm, as a coach, how long did you linger on Utah and what happened? I mean, honestly, what did you do? What was your tactic yesterday?
They met with the coaches. I got them at the end and went, okay. I showed them kind of the scenario, what happened. And that's about 2 minutes, and I said, okay, we're going to run a stretch. We got UCLA.
So you were like, next. Next?
We got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Yep.
We got to go. These kids were beaten up. They get it. They're down. But I said, you can be disappointed, but don't be discouraged. Mm-hmm. Don't be discouraged. There's no pity party for us. No one cares that we lost. A lot of teams are happy we lost. I said, now how do we handle it? We got 5 games left. Okay, come on. We got to go win a football game now. Against a team that has the same conference record we have, UCLA. And they're excited again. They're going all of a sudden. They said, this won't be an easy game, guys. We're going on the road playing UCLA. They got a lot of talented players, too. So we got to get ready to play.
Yeah, I got a bunch of 18-year-olds playing against 23 and 24-year-olds that have 2 kids at home.
I scratched my head. I go, oh, boy. That number 6 kept coming around that corner. I go, well, that guy's really good. That guy's a Sunday guy.
Hey, guys, forget about this game. Next.
Yeah. Am I poor left tackle, 17-year-old? Oh. What are we doing to this kid?
Dude is 17.
I mean, come on.
Okay, all right.
That's fantastic. He did pop.
Hey, guys, we're going to be okay, man. We're going to keep fighting like we do, and that's all we can do. And we'll build it, and it'll get right.
Good luck against UCLA, Coach. Great to talk to you.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely. There's Herm Edwards joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, your family-owned and operated dealership for Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. 12:30 is the kickoff for 4:30 is the kickoff for that game against UCLA, and you can hear it with Tim and Rapper on the play-by-play on ESPN 620 AM. Coming up next, this is very interesting. The Cardinals, not one, two running backs going to work out. What does that mean? It's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
You've been listening to the Sun Devil Blitz with head football coach Herm Edwards, presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos and Matt's Big Breakfast. When you can do things your way, you do you at Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Wild Horse Pass, Lone Butte, and V Cueva. Your home for Sun Devil football. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.